Welcome to the first episode of Navigating Network, a podcast by Scouts Black Pair, the Scout Network in Worcester. I'm Steve, and with me today we have...
Nath.
Josh.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Hello, I'm Ali.
Thank you all for joining me.
This podcast is intended for people 14 and older and contains the occasional swear word.
So, bonfire night, Josh.
Yeah, bonfires. So, I ran two now, I think.
Yeah, because the first one was actually on bonfire night.
The first one was on bonfire night, properly. And that was at the request of all of Network, more or less. I think we said about having a bonfire night. And then, for people who don't know, there's me, Josh Sanders, and then there's another Josh. And people said they wanted a cage match between the two of us. They wanted a Josh versus Josh night. And then somehow that became me and the other Josh doing a bonfire night, and the cage match is yet to have happened. But yeah, so she ran the first bonfire night, which was very successful, mostly because I found a ton of old pallets and other stuff.
I also had a leaf blower.
I did have a leaf blower. Yeah, yeah.
I must admit, the fire took a bit longer to get started than I was expecting that first time.
Well, the problem was we not anticipated how many people would come, and we hadn't anticipated it was going to get damp. So yes, it did take quite a long time to go, but I had a leaf blower, and that makes fire go quite nicely. So,
out.
Well, I did nearly blow it out. Yeah, that's true. But this one, the most recent one, went a lot more smoothly.
Good.
Mostly because I set up the fire a lot sooner before everybody else came, and lit it before anybody else came as well, which was good.
And you had dry wood this time, or?
I had three pallets, and I set them up with like sort of a face open at the front, and bits of old cardboard and straw, which really got it going. And then the rest of it was just offcuts from my work that I do, because I'm a gardener. So I just burnt a trailer full of scrap.
That's fair.
But it was nice. The first one was a little bit more. I don't know. It felt a bit more of an event. Or it felt a bit more organised. You know, we did a proper campfire. We had marshmallows and made s'mores and stuff like that. And we even sang a few campfire songs? No.
Yes.
No, I don't think we did. I think it was just Liz and Kathy.
It wasn't campfire. It was... What's the Irish song called?
It was a Welsh song.
Was it Welsh?
Yeah. There's a video somewhere, I think, of Kathy and Liz quite emphatically dancing to it, which is quite funny. Yeah. I think they'd had one too many energy drinks. But that was good. And then the most recent one was just a bit more laid back. It was just a fire and people just chilled. Everyone sort of got along, which was nice. So
that's good.
Do you mention the clown?
Can we mention the clown? We can mention the clown, sure.
Yeah. We have now. I don't know.
It's a long story. So there's a small sort of sect of scouting network, or at least network, that tend to go out drinking occasionally. And there's a place in Worcester called Beer Keller. And every so often they run an event called Beer Keller Bingo. And so the whole point is you play bingo, you get quite drunk and dance around tables. It's not really my thing. I'm a little bit more of an old soul. But
I think if I remember rightly, you dance on the benches.
You dance on the benches,
They're quite emphatic about not dancing on the tables.
Benches? I'm sorry, we have a professional line. But yeah. Anyway, so I think a few of the girls that went won some prizes. I'm just now remembering what they were.
Yeah, some we definitely can't
talk about. We definitely can't mention the one.
We're not Patreon.
Yeah.
For the unedited version.
But one of them was a big cardboard cutout, presumably to advertise the film, of Pennywise from It. And I think they'd won it. They'd taken it into McDonald's. I want to say it went into Wetherspoons as well in Worcester. I think it's been kicking around in Fliss's uni accommodation for quite a time now, slowly getting more and more abused. I think it had been used in several pranks, and she'd bought it with her for some reason, and maybe because she wanted rid of it. Anyway, we ended up rigging a stick to the back of it and putting it in the fire while it burnt down a bit, and essentially burnt Bill Skarsgård dressed up as It. Dressed up as Pennywise, as like an effigy. And there were some quite creepy photos of it. But yeah, it's all burnt now and it's gone. But it was in quite a bad condition.
Yeah, I guess if you've got to burn an effigy of something, like
Pennywise, literal
horror monster is probably a...
So that was quite funny. And yeah, that was quite a fun time. There was nothing else really questionable burnt at either of them. I think that was it.
That was it.
Oh, we burnt some... it took me a moment to catch up. We burnt some... Fliss is really the person who brought it together, because she bought a ton of donuts, I think, just as snacks. She bought some sparklers, which were quite nice. We all lit those and had a bit of a dick about with them.
Did you get any nice photos of the sparklers?
I got some nice photos of the sparklers. Unfortunately, my camera runs on 35mm film and it's not a digital camera. No. So until I get the photos developed, I won't know if they're any good or not. But that's a separate rant. And it's not applicable because this is an audio-only podcast for the moment.
So for our next segment, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. So each of us has prepared two truths and one lie about ourselves. Now we're going to try and guess each other's which one is the lie. So Nath, what are your two truths and a lie?
Okay, so number one. I have been in scouting since 2009. Number two, I failed my maths GCSE by 4 marks before later passing by 4 marks. Or I have performed a Spanish Paso Doble on stage.
Ooh. Are we all taking pot shots now?
What is the lie?
I say it's one of them.
Wow, which one?
But I wasn't listening.
So 2008
2009.
Okay,
what year was you born in? How old are you?
I am 22.
You're older than me.
Yeah,
that surprises me.
You're old.
No, just to be clear, nobody else here is old apart from me.
Where you like baby face? I thought you were like 19.
Good jeans.
Those are joggers. But move on. Or were you complimenting?
And a good shaver.
Oh, wait.
No one else can talk about beards here.
No.
I'm trying desperately to join that club, but it's not.
Not because I went to have a shave today. Turned my razor on and it just died. I was like, wonderful.
Yeah.
Can't relate. Okay.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
I think we had two truths and a lie we were trying to figure out here.
I think you've never danced, I'll be honest.
Really?
Not like flat out, but I don't think you've ever danced on stage.
I used to love Just Dance. Just Dance was really, really good.
I think my money is on the GCSE.
Mathematical as well, a good one.
I'm sort of leaning towards the GCSE one as well. I mean,
I vaguely remember you saying you're terrible at maths.
I
am terrible at maths, yeah.
Yes. So, I can't remember, 2009, what could it be? I reckon this is 2009. I reckon it's a late starter.
We'll put a pin in that one.
Okay.
Josh.
Right, I've cut both of my hands using an axe, on accident, obviously. I've met Bear Grylls at the NEC at a scanning event, and the first time I met the other Josh from Network, I had a nosebleed.
Ooh.
They're all really believable. They're all really believable. Because I got a friend who met Bear Grylls at NEC.
Oh.
So that's believable.
Was your friend called Josh?
No.
Well, now I'm just heartbroken.
No, I met Dwayne Fields on during COVID times. Yeah.
I think Bear Grylls one is fine. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about nosebleed and the axe.
Okay.
If I just ask.
Yeah.
When you said you couldn't move your hands, is that at the same time, or is it?
No. It was two separate events, but mm-hmm. I have, for a scout person who is quite keen on bushcraft and outdoors, I'm just shit with an axe. I'm awful.
Just looking at your hands.
I had one on each of my hands. How about that?
It's very much like a tiny like skin cut.
I'm not going. No, you used your one.
I think my vote is probably the axe one, to be honest.
As a lie?
Yeah, I think there's probably something in there that's just not quite adding up.
Okay.
Maybe it was a saw.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I don't know.
So you don't, you know.
Yeah, I would know.
As many times as these guys.
I don't know me as well as the rest of them do.
They might leave you with a better chance, you never know.
Would it? I don't think so.
I'm just playing mind games now.
Oh, that's horrible. If I had to stage a guess, I'm just going to go random, go with the nosebleeds.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. I was probably going to think nosebleeds because I've got a feeling it would have been mentioned the first time we met Josh was you had a nosebleed.
Yeah, you see, leaning towards
nosebleed
as well now.
You think Rose?
I'm leaning towards it, but I want to be controversial, so I'm going to go with the one that I don't think it was originally. So, yeah, just to be different.
Cool. And then, yeah, mine. So, the first one, I never sat A-levels. Second one, I used to play the drums. Third one, I started scouting as a beaver. I feel like starting scouting is going to be a common theme across several people. Hang on, Josh. How old do you think I am?
I know you're in, I want to say the early 30s. I think we were talking about this the other day. I want to say you're 32 or 33 would be my guess.
Okay, you're not far off and it's in the correct direction, so thank you.
No, I think, what were the other two? Started as beaver.
So I never sat at A-levels. I used to play the drums and
see, it's going to be a really strange one. Yeah.
Before we start the record.
Is it a strange one? We were part of a band, but it wasn't drums you played, it was like a triangle.
I think you could. You've got a hidden side that you don't let people from the network see. I think you could be a drummer quietly.
I don't know how you could be a drummer quietly.
That's what I was just thinking. Steve's not one to make a lot of racket, but I think he might just occasionally want to just like, he might just let loose and just make a shit ton of noise.
No, it's after each network night. We're just going down bang 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 bang.
Yeah, A-levels, I think so.
I was going to say I'm going to go A-levels as well.
Okay,
I think because A-levels is the obvious thing to go for, so I don't think I think you have sat A-levels and then it's scouting when you're beaver or drums. I thought so you keyboard when you're, because I remember I saw a video of you playing in your thing. I swear you're keyboards. So I'm going to say drum.
Okay.
I'm going to go playing the drums.
Okay.
Just to stand in the dark. So I, again, really don't know.
That's fair. So Jess, what are yours?
Okay, so my first one is, my favourite colour is purple. My second one is, I was born at home and not in hospital. My third one is, I never learned how to ride a bike.
Okay.
I don't think you've ever learned to ride a bike.
As in, you think that's the truth?
I think that's
a lie.
Okay.
That was a really convoluted way of going around it, but yeah, I'm about the bike.
I think I'm going to go for the born at home, mostly because I have no idea.
Can you repeat? Then we have, please.
So I've written down, my favourite colour is purple. I was born at home and not in a hospital. And I never learned how to ride a bike.
Could it be you wasn't born at home or wasn't born in a hospital? You were born, like, for instance, in an ambulance on the way to hospital.
And you confirm nor deny that.
I don't think your favourite colour is purple. I think it's red.
Right, can we like a double thing? If you if your colour favourite colour isn't purple but it also isn't red, he loses twice. You touched your vote now, no takes his back.
So we all got a vote for.
No, I've voted yet.
Okay, what are you thinking then, Ali?
Ain't got a clue. I'm gonna go purple.
Okay. Cool. And Ali,
right.
What are your two truths and a lie?
This person spent all last night just thinking, what two truths and a lie can I do?
Yeah, I've got amazingly difficult.
Mm. I find it difficult coming up with lies. Yeah.
Mine's a set, I'm ready to go. Always. If anyone has a question, I've got it ready to go.
I'll go with the original one. So, I've said previously, train enthusiast. Yeah. I have never been to King's Cross Station. I have never been to Manchester Piccadilly Station. I have never been to Cardiff Central Station.
So okay.
I've been to one of those three stations.
Hang on. You've only been to... Okay.
I've only been to one. And just to make it clear, King's Cross, it's main line, not the underground.
That's good clarification.
And also not St Pancras?
No. St Pancras, King's... No.
Steve is talking about the pancreas. I don't know what he's saying.
St Pancras is another train station.
It's a connected train station with King's Cross.
Yeah, no.
So I think you've been to Cardiff.
You think of Cardiff?
What's your favourite city?
I quite enjoyed York when I went there. I went there during
October. I'm from Manchester,
October.
Cardiff and London. What's your
favourite city? But which of those cities do you have to go through to get to York? That is the question. Probably doesn't narrow it down very much.
No, it doesn't. Clue. Not
Cardiff.
So, you see, I think London would be the obvious show that you have been to London.
Yeah.
I think Manchester's a bit rogue. I've been to Manchester once to visit a friend. I probably wouldn't go back to Manchester. Cardiff is like a different country. So,
yeah. But,
sorry, Cathy.
fun fact, you used to be direct Bromsgrove to Cardiff trains.
What?
Fun. Because it's on the right line. Because
so many people are just going, I really need to go to Bromsgrove. One place I need to be. Not to hate on the Bromsgrovians.
I don't think you've been to Manchester. I don't think you've been there.
It's one of them I've been to.
You've one been to. Right, so you've been to...
You've been to London.
You've been to London.
Yeah.
But
London has a lot of train stations.
You're trying to throw us off here. I'm sticking to my guts. It's London.
So we've got London.
Yeah, London.
London, Cardiff.
I'm going to go London.
London.
Okay.
One.
Okay, so now if you're listening at home, feel free to pause for as long as you like to have a think about it. Okay. So, Nath, what was your lie?
So my lie was the scouting. I didn't join in 2009, I joined in 2010. So therefore I did dance on stage in a pasodoble.
When? What's the context around that?
I used to be part of a dance group.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow!
Do we have video/pictures of you in this dance group?
I've not seen them, but my parents must do, yes.
Excellent.
Okay, so...
I need to find your parents.
I think all of us.
So that's a point to Ali, is it?
Are we doing points?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yay.
Just as long as you can remember what you went for.
So did you get the lie with the scouts?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Wow.
Well done. It's a year I flew off, that's why. 2010, I joined.
Cool. Josh.
What we say in our lives?
Yeah.
Cool. I've never met Bear Grylls.
Damn
it. If you look on my finger there, I have a scar, and on my thumb there, I have a scar.
So how did you manage to cut both hands?
Right, I was sharpening an axe head with a file, and I just overextended the file. Like a moron, I just rammed my knuckle into this axe, and that was the rest of the day spent in like minor injuries. I still have a rag that I just I had to wrap a rag around it because it was bleeding quite heavily. And because it was on enough, it couldn't get stitched. So I ended up having to wear a big blue glove in the shower when I had to shower with it in case the stitches came loose.
So did you get a clean sweep on that one?
Like, it was fairly clean, yeah. It was a nice
I mean, in terms of people guessing
but
it.
But you did.
Yeah.
Okay. I was
have
so
a point, Josh.
Can I tell the story of when I had a newsblade? I can't even remember what he said that was so funny, but it made me laugh so hard that I burst a blood vessel in my nose and started profusely bleeding all over the cabin. And so I ended up having to eat fish and chips with a bit of toilet paper stuffed up my nose. Anyway.
Yeah, so meanwhile, I do not play drums. Ali was playing on the money. I play keyboard, piano.
Oh, I knew you played keyboard. I knew you played piano. You're telling me all about it. Brilliant.
You see, I knew what that monster was, so I saw your face reaction when Ali was talking about that. I was like, no.
No takes backsies.
No, she showed up video. One time in network, I can't remember what he was doing. Maybe in planning, I think when he was planning.
This is why. What were the other two then? What were the ones we got?
So I never sat A levels. I was home educated instead of secondary school, sorry. I was sat some GCSEs, but then I went straight to Open University courses.
Okay.
Without having A-levels in the middle, because apparently you don't need them.
And you also joined scouting at Beaver level.
I did. Oh. It wasn't quite at the start of Beavers, but hang on. Just to be clear, I'm not old enough to know when Beavers started. But I was like 7 rather than 6 or something like that.
That's cool. Interesting.
I'm going to get a point here.
Are you? Why? What did you say again?
Purple.
You're correct.
Yeah,
I think I said purple as well.
Does that mean you know?
Yeah,
he did. Yeah,
I'm becoming very good at this.
Okay, so Ali's on 3.
Still with these quiz shows you watch.
The rest of you, yeah. The rest of you are on 1.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm on none. Cool. I'm good at this game. Cool, Ali.
King's Cross.
You've been to King's Cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, oh point my up. God.
2 points.
Yeah. I nearly went to Cardiff one day. Yeah. But, yeah.
Did you fall asleep?
No. yeah, it was like, do you really want to go to Cardiff? Yeah. Because I like to travel places on train. Yeah. I've been to Bristol. Had to kind of cab of a train in Bristol.
Nice.
Yeah. I was on this platform speaking to this guard about, yeah. Yeah, and then she was like, do you want to have a look around a cab of this train? Yeah, and then right as it was pulling in, there was an announcement. This is a platform alteration. The train now approaching is from the other side. Yeah, so everybody had to run. I managed to just about get to this train. And because they had to change drivers.
Yeah.
Because some of Cardiff to Penzance service. So change drivers. So I had to try and take photos whilst this driver was trying to set up. It was just chaos.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Not that railways aren't chaos anyway, but.
In a normal situation, it was chaotic.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what you win, Ali, but.
Pride.
Let's go with that.
Me and Nathan did something exciting a couple of weekends ago.
The Blondie of Dish and Night Hike on about.
Yep. Yeah. We're both walking with our scouts. Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Ali are both leaders in Bromsgrove.
Bromsgrove.
So, yeah, so part of that, we did a district night hike a week ago. It's about 10 miles to walk. From about 5:30 we got dropped off in Worcester from the train. So we took the train from Droitwich to Worcester, and then we started our walk from Worcester Foregate, about 10 miles, mostly along the canal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up back at Droitwich.
My group were fantastic. You know, we did quite quickly. We're struggling on the challenges, which I'm sure Ali will get into in a minute. Mm-hmm. But in terms of walking, we were quite fast-paced.
Yeah. And the slight disadvantage of having quite younger scouts. Yeah.
Okay, so this one was scout age, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, scouts.
So we also there was also explorer groups in there as well.
Okay.
So there's some different like categories. It is timed, so it's a bit of a competitive edge to it as well. In previous years, I think it's more turned into a race more than a walk. Yeah. But this year, I think it was more controlled, at least in my opinion. Anyway, I think it was a lot more of a just a walk, which was nice. A quite comfortable walk along the canal, but quite pleasant at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, my scouts, because they're quite young. Yeah. Weren't as fast. We're walking with two that just moved up in January. Yeah. They
did they have the right gear? That's my question.
Yeah. They came up from Cubs, but yeah, they had all right gear.
Just the length of the walk was maybe too much for them at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I say, what I enjoy about the walk, there was challenges around as well. So you had to go to different checkpoints and there were different activities for the scouts to do. So when we first started off in Vorgate Street, there was a word search complete, which was really cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of gives you extra points, which the points and your time as to final score. So there's an incentive to get the challenges done as well. Mm-hmm. So each thing, like three challenges on my head, the word search, the memory game, mm-hmm. and something else, which I can't remember top of my head unless you can.
It was at the, going through checkpoints wasn't... I think it's the second or third one. That marshmallows at the third one.
Yeah, marshmallows had to like use one skewer to
challenge.
Yeah, that was a challenge, believe it or not. Yeah, they all have a marshmallow if they completed the challenge. Which I think most of them quite tired at that point. So I think they just wanted to eat the marshmallows.
Yeah.
I didn't really see what was going on in terms of the challenge, but it definitely was made of the challenge. Yes. So whilst they were doing that, I was in charge of scanning the QR codes, which basically lets the team back at the Joy Witch know how far along the route we are.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite a good way to do things as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, in the past, we've had like trackers and stuff lying in our bags. I think the QR code is a lot easier.
Yeah. Do you have a problem in one Infernal Heath where you just couldn't scan it?
No. The problem we did have about scanning, though, is our explorer also turned up with the exact same name as us. So when they were scanning through, they were scanning through as scouts, not explorers. So... either we've done really, really well, or they've done really, really badly. We'll wait and find out.
Yeah. You've not seen the results?
No, have you seen the results?
Yeah. Let me go through back through my scout.
If you can find the results and you want to share them, then please do, I guess.
Yeah, because I know our scouts got 5th out of 7th. I only had top 3. You wasn't in the top 3, 7th Bombsgrove.
How about Explorers?
Explorers? 7th Bombsgrove was 3rd. Which is interesting, says 7th. Oh no, that's probably where they got confused because got 7th Bombsgrove for Explorer Scouts.
Yes. So that means technically, our scouts
maybe
converting explorers.
Who knows?
Yeah.
No, I did enjoy that walk. It was a really good one.
But first looking at Explorers, one of the teams came first, just to bloat.
That's interesting because. I remember Shire Height last year, and there was a first leaky team on the longest route there, and I remember having to go run off my checkpoint to go and try and find them because they were nowhere near.
Yeah, I'd like to point out there was two first leaky explorers. One of them came 6th.
That's fair.
Sorry about first leaky.
But yeah, is there any kind of navigation they have to do on this, or is it mostly just...
Not strictly. In our scouts, we like to try and get them to navigate as much as possible.
I was the same. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing navigating. I said that, then towards the final bit, I did do a little bit of navigating.
I think when they get tired, it's, you know, we take over a little bit more, but...
At the start,
it's like, natural. I think,
no.
For me, it's more about learning to navigate, even if you don't know much navigation at the start. That's what we're here for as leaders. Come talk to us. And that's rewarding for me personally to teach them navigation. And they do know. I think toward the end, it's you're getting tired. You just want to finish the walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's understandable we took over. But like I said, this one wasn't too bad. It was just mainly down the canal.
Yeah.
Apart from halfway, we did get back in towards Worcester, to make the route longer. They did that. But yeah, it was a good walk. Very flat.
It's a great incentive for the, some of the young people who are struggling. So I need a little bit more to the canal. I'm not going to mention this. Loads more to the end after the canal.
Yeah. I find that's really interesting how you try and motivate people with... It's only a little bit left, but it's an interesting balance because you don't want to lie to them and...
No.
It's getting that encouraging zone. No. I feel like I'm quite bad at it.
Yeah. Well, when we pre-camp to Norway, Sid full on lied to us. We were doing, it's only 4 miles to a lake. And it didn't mention, it's 4 miles around the lake on the final day of a 5-day hike.
This is just making me realise how different my leadership style is, because we'll just flat out lie to us. We've only got 10 minutes of the hike left. It's like, oh no, I meant like 10 miles. Well, sorry.
Oh, okay. So I can't. So I can't actually say half an hour is my go to. Like, say, oh, only half an hour more. And then it'll ask me again half an hour later, probably 10 minutes later. And I go, no, it's half an hour from now, so I got a bit confused. And then from then, I'll keep going from then and go, ah, no, it's 28 minutes now.
Yeah. So, note to self, do not believe Nath or Josh.
You can believe me.
Just not the navigational matters.
So, Nath, you had a quiz round.
Yes, I've got a quiz round for this week about riddles. So play along at home as well if you want to. So number one, I'm an odd number. Take away one letter and I become even. What number am I?
I think I know this one. I'm going to let everybody else have a look.
I'm not sure how good you are at riddles either, so this could be really easy or really difficult.
I think I know. I think I've got it.
Okay.
My maths isn't great, but plus a lot of numbers.
Do you want to give it a try, Jess?
Is the answer 11?
No.
Is the answer 7?
Yeah. Answer 7.
Oh,
because if you take away one letter, it's even.
I was close with my life.
That's odd. Yeah. If you take away one, it becomes 20,
and
that's even.
I was... So kind of
more than I didn't care. That was good. I thought we were going to get it. Yeah. No, I just went through 1, 2, 3, no.
That is the wrong way of deducting
the answer. But to be fair, 7, it's not that actually that
yeah,
far.
Yeah, but you've got to be in Steve's like dad joke. I think Steve's going to do well at these.
Well, I think you're going to get this next one. It's I think it's an easy one.
You're putting a lot of faith in you.
This is for Josh only.
I'm joking. Go on then.
Question 2. What has hands but can't clap?
I don't know what it is.
Hands but can't clap.
But can't clap.
I mean, I was just listening to it, to be fair.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
no. The people at home don't know this, but there's one on the wall over there.
Yeah. Looking at the clock. Yeah, that's just the clock.
Right, that gave it away.
Okay. Number 3. What word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
I
think it's incorrectly.
Incorrectly, yeah.
Yeah,
incorrectly. Number 4. What can you see once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
The letter M.
Number 5. I am not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I?
I thought it was a tree.
I was thinking along those same lines, and then he said, but water kills me.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's fire. Yeah, it's a fire.
Fire.
Yeah. Question 6. I help keep you alive in the wild, and I'm essential for every explorer. But when I'm needed, I'm sadly often hidden. What am I?
First aid kit.
First aid kit. Yep.
Did you pick that up?
Common sense. Question 7. I'm a voice you can listen to anytime, but you can't see me. I'm on demand and I've got something to say. What am I?
This podcast.
A voice recording. The answer is a podcast.
It was a bit too obvious. I was going for more weird things.
It was when I thought, I knew it was that.
I was like, somebody else doesn't know that. I was thinking voice recording.
Yeah.
Crank me up a little bit.
It'll fit in the corner.
Make sure I didn't give you a nosebleed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and finally, question number 8. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. What am I?
Is this like loneliness or something?
This is the last question, Steve.
Wow, I didn't hear loneliness, no. Steve. Yeah.
It'd be something like that.
I would tell you, but it's a secret.
Nice.
Awesome. That's good.
Thank you, Ned.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We've been Scouts Worcester Black Pear Network, and this has been Navigating Network.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ow. Was it in a trailer? Woo! That's more high budget than I thought.